Now joined by head coach Nathan Simler of the Milan Lady Wildcats. Excellent victory on the road for Milan on a Wednesday. It was a late addition to the schedule, as Milan expecting all day long to go to Lathrop, and that plan changed about 2 o'clock. They headed to Princeton, played a team they're familiar with in the Lady Tigers, and they won by 6. Trenton Lady Bulldogs will come into Milan tonight, and it's late morning. We're still expecting that the game's going to be played because the snow doesn't look like it's as prevalent over toward Sullivan County as areas off to the south and west. So we'll see if that holds. But I know from your guys' perspective, Coach, yeah, playing a team of Trenton's caliber is challenging. But yeah, I think in a lot of ways they'll be the best team that you play all year. Did you like the timing of playing them before you go into postseason or no?
You know, it's one of those things where I like playing them, but I don't want to play them right before postseason, I guess I'm going to say. I would like to got it during conference time, so we had that for the GRC crossover game. But some of a team of Trenton's caliber is pretty amazing right now up here in North Missouri. And so that's a pretty tall order for us to take on, and hopefully we can do some good things and then take away those bad things and then also push it into the postseason and say, hey, these are the little things we need to fix.
You know, we know Trenton's talented. When you see him on film, Coach, because I just talked with the girls after their victory over Wellington Napoleon last night, we talked about how talent's one thing, but there are other things that make teams elite. What do you see on film from Trenton that catches your eye?
Their speed, their size. They got the inside game, the outside game. I mean, they're kind of a total package for this area right now, and I mean, they have a lot of great things going for them. I mean, I hope that hope for the best for them to come down the postseason wise, but they got a really good coaching staff with Coach Upton, and so I mean they're going to be a really good test for us. I mean we're going to see some really good basketball tonight.
So you saw a team on Saturday I haven't seen since they have a group of juniors that's really good, so they'll be back next year and tough. But I saw them as freshmen when they lost to Mercer in a district final, and I could tell they were definitely on the way up as far as being a great team. Worth County. They're beatable, but they're tough. Kind of low scoring, but a close game, but they pulled away from you a little bit late. What were the things that you took out of Saturday's performance, Coach?
Honestly, having we had about a week off of no practice, no games, and stuff like that, and so that kind of hurt a little bit, but they were in the same boat. And so I took away from that game that we did a lot of really good things in the stretch, but the little things is what beat us that game. I mean, we were down 2 with a minute 30 left in the game, whatever, and then missed some box outs, and they got some and one from putbacks, and their free throws, they shot really good free throws. And so those things, those little things hurt us a little bit. But then against Princeton on Wednesday, we had to grind that game out too, and we came on the higher side. So hopefully I think people are really starting to see that little things they got to do.
Yeah, both teams, and I was really surprised because I was expecting that game Wednesday maybe kind of look ragged and both teams not hitting shots and this and that. And, boy, both teams came out red hot putting the ball in the hoop in that first quarter, Coach.
Yeah, it was good. I mean, we got to have a practice here and there, and so between the two games. And so I was glad that we got a game in. I mean, I was a little worried there when Lathrop canceled on at the last minute that we wouldn't play until Trenton, and I really didn't want to go into that game without any playing time.
The interesting thing for me is that you mentioned it, Trenton plays fast and they move the ball fast, you know, the things that you see in an elite basketball team that we talked about. You like to press, you like to speed up the pace a little bit too, Coach. How do you best play at your pace and, you know, press and play fast and not necessarily get yourself into trouble, because Trenton likes to play that way too?
Well, I mean, I think Trenton is that way. They like to play fast. We like to play fast. We like to press. They like to play man-to-man, full in-your-face kind of pressure. And so it's the little things that we got to do. Like I told my girls is we've had some down moments against Princeton, and they scored. I mean, we were up 9 or 10 points, and they scored 6 in a row. And I told them that, I mean, you can't do that against good teams like Trenton, because those six points will turn into 15, and now you're down 15. And so we just got to do the little things, take care of the basketball, play team basketball, and get back on defense. That is our big concern right now, is getting back and playing good defense and not letting them run over us.
you generally play doubleheaders, obviously, so you're able to play in front of a team that is unbeaten and getting a lot of buzz in your community, Coach. And you're having a good season in your own right as well. But with the amount of energy, excitement, all that the boys are bringing into the gym, how fun is it to play on that same night as them?
It's great. I mean, having this community with having a really good boys team, undefeated boys team, and then with the girls team doing very well and having a lot of excitement around us, I mean, it's nice to go into our gym and seeing that 5 minutes, 10 minutes before the girls' game, the gym's packed. I mean, that's great to see. And they're not just there for the really good boys team. They're there for us, and they cheer us on. So that is going to be in our favor tonight because they're going to come into our gym. We play at home on our court, and we got our fans behind us, and so hopefully they'll give us a little bit of a boost.
Yeah, it should be a great atmosphere. Looking forward to it. So, interesting thing about Wednesday was Katie Pauley's game. She was great in the first quarter, great in the fourth quarter, and finishing, and she kind of, I wouldn't say disappeared, but she just didn't score the ball real well in the second and third quarters. But when you had to have her in the fourth quarter, Coach, she really stepped up.
Yeah, and that's the thing she's getting used to where she comes out hot, and then, I mean, not playing games, not having practices. Her legs got a little weak there in the middle. But the best thing was that the other girls picked her up, and they didn't just lean on her. They hit some shots. They had some good defensive stops, got some big rebounds, and Sidibu Nasi came in and knocked down some big free throws for us. So I think that's really helping the team as a total, and that will help us in the postseason-wise. So if it's not just Katie Pauley, you're going to have to do everything. Other girls are stepping up and hitting big shots for us.
No, I thought, too, that the game at Princeton, as critical, and I think she had 32, so if you take Katie off the floor, you're not winning that game. But I thought, as important as Katie was, I thought it was a really good game for Tali Gray.
Yes, Tali played really well. She's starting to get into her flow of things. I mean, she still does occasionally have a little meltdown to get things started. I mean, I always tell her, you just go out there and play. Don't think about it. Your brain gets in the way sometimes, and so just go out there and play basketball. And so she did a really good job for us, coming out as a point guard for us, and got some really good points for us, and defensively was really good.
Next week, Coach, you have districts. I've looked at districts as a whole, and I realize that you have a number one seed in that district that's had a lot of postseason success in Scotland County, went to the Final Four, I believe, 2 years ago. But they've also graduated some people, and they don't have quite the record this year as in past years. To me, while I give a lot of credit to Scotland County for their tradition built here over the last handful of years, to me it looks like a really wide-open tournament next week.
Yeah, I mean, we look at it as, the 1 through 6 teams in that tournament have pretty much the exact same record.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to go in there and we're just going to have to play basketball, and that's what it's going to come down to. I mean, anybody can do anything. Anybody can come out of that district. I think the one thing that's hurting everybody right now is this weather. And so I know, Scotland County played Tuesday night, played Wednesday night, played Thursday night, played Friday night, played Saturday night, turn around, play Monday.
Ooh.
So that's hard on teams. I don't care what kind of team you have. It's hard. And so I know South Shelby, they played last night against a good Clark County team, and now they're off until Tuesday. And so we play tonight, and then we're off till Tuesday. So I think it's going to be a great game come Tuesday.
I almost feel like, too, in postseason, and this really happens if you play somebody good with a good record. This would be something that would happen to a boys team that plays Milan. You get intimidated by somebody who's good and you haven't seen. You always think maybe they're better than they are, and you have to see them in person. You don't have to deal with that next week, Coach, because I think you've seen all the other 7 teams, so whomever you might play in that tournament, you've either played against or you've seen in person, right?
Right. We have played against every team in our district. We are one of the few teams in our district that's played against everybody. So we're excited. We're ready for it. And so we just got to go out and play basketball now.
So KTTN 92.3 FM on Tuesday, assuming that we'll have Dennis Stevenson available to do that ball game, because I'll be down in Higginsville with the Trenton game on Tuesday. But optimistic that we'll have the game Tuesday on the air for Milan. You play South Shelby in the second game of the night, Coach. And you've seen them, obviously. What are the keys, and what does South Shelby have that concerns you? What are the keys to slowing them down and getting a victory?
They have a really good point guard that is super fast, and she is a state cross-country runner, too. And so she never wears down, so it's not like you can wear her down with a lot of speed and a lot of running all the time. They got a big girl on the inside that she takes up space, and she's able to finish shots around the basket. So we really got to focus on those things. But the big thing is, I think, is we just got to hit our shots. We played them earlier. We played them in the Marshalline tournament, and I don't think we could throw a rock in the ocean that game. And so we missed a lot of shots, a lot of easy shots, and so that game didn't come in our favor. So we got to really focus on ourselves, getting our defense done right, taking away their two main parts, which is the inside girl and their point guard being super fast, and just hopefully that our ball's falling in that night.
Been looking forward to Trenton Milan here for about 6 weeks, and I hope it's going to be played today, Coach. As I told Andre about 20 minutes ago, I'm cautiously optimistic I'm going to see you this afternoon.
I think we will. I mean, everybody's talking about the snow apocalypse coming in or whatever, but all my app shows it's a trace coming in. So I'm thinking we're going to get this game played, and we're going to get it on the floor and get at it a little bit.
Yeah, I saw a half inch for Trenton, a trace over toward Kirksville. So to me, I think that's playable. Let's go. 4:30 this afternoon for the girls' game on KTTN 92.3. Coach, we'll see you at the gym. We'll look at it positively and say we're going to play today. Good luck against the Bulldogs in next week.
Thanks, Tom.